This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. The St. Joseph, Missouri School District is heading into perhaps the most difficult and trying few months in its history. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, the district's legal troubles are getting both deeper and broader.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
All seems normal at this regular meeting of the St. Joseph Board of Education. It starts with the Pledge of Allegiance and moves on to recognizing District Special Olympians and the owner of a local Planet sub for his support. It's all normal, except for this.
Can I just ask what you're doing here?
Public forum. I pay taxes.
That's FBI Special Agent Kurt Lapanovich. He and his partner are at most school board meetings, a constant reminder to those district officials under investigation that the government isn't going away. Just this week, the district renewed its contract with J.R. Hobbs, a prominent white-collar criminal lawyer in Kansas City.
Has the district fully responded to the subpoenas from the grand jury?
There's an ongoing investigation. I don't think any more detailed comment would be appropriate.
Nobody from the district's been called to testify before the grand jury.
Again, I'm not going to get into the details of the investigation.
Sources in the district and the St. Joseph News Press say the FBI is now focused on whether district maintenance staff were forced to do work at the homes of administrators. The investigation has moved far beyond the $5,000 stipends handed out to 54 administrators earlier this year without board approval. It's moved beyond the other dozen stipends also secretly paid to top staff, and beyond charges of ingrained nepotism. Many teachers and staff are on edge.
It does make it a little bit more scary.
Lacey Hockenauer teaches first grade at Lindbergh Elementary School on St. Joe's North Side.
You feel like you never know who you can trust or really talk to.
But the FBI investigation just tops the pile of legal and political troubles for the St. Joe District. The State Department of Education is withholding $2 million in aid because of improper summer school classes. Also, the district's liability insurance carrier has gone to federal court seeking to cancel its policy because of potential fraud. All this comes as part of the district's property tax levy is about to sunset next year. The district stands to lose $6.5 million in revenue if it can't convince voters to renew the levy. So, says Board President Brad Haggard, the district has commissioned a poll that will be released in the coming weeks to see what patrons think.
We'll see what the poll says, see where we need to do our work with community engagement, and we'll address any concerns the community has.
But there's one other legal battle hanging over the district that has rubbed emotions raw.
How's the transition been coming back to work after being gone for 8 months?
Well, it's been busy.
That's District CFO Bo Musser, who helped blow the whistle on the stipends and open the door for much of what the FBI is investigating. In just his first week on the job last year, he uncovered hundreds of thousands of dollars in consultant contracts unapproved by the board and 4,000 gallons of missing gasoline. When he took his findings to his boss, Superintendent Fred Zerwanka, Musser says he was not met with praise, but with accusations of sexual misconduct and an offer to buy out his contract and quietly leave the district. Instead, Musser sued for slander and violations of Missouri's Whistleblower Act. An outside investigation paid for by the district determined Musser did nothing wrong, and now he's back in district headquarters in meetings with the same men who accused him of sexual harassment.
You know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a little uncomfortable, but the fact of the matter is, I wasn't even getting interviews for jobs, and so I didn't have any opportunities.
The Bo Musser saga has become an emotional one for St. Joe. Stories about his lawsuit generate some of the most passionate and emotional online comments. Teachers look at him as a man who spoke truth to power.
You know you're a little bit of a hero. You know that, right?
Well... there's a lot of people.
And suddenly, 8 months of fighting to clear his name catches up with a 35-year-old father of two and graduate of Benton High in South St. Joe.
It's been a rough 8 months, and so praise has been few and far between. And the fact of the matter is there's a lot of people that don't want me back here, that would rather not have me back. And so it feels good to hear a comment like that and know that other people do respect me and do trust me.
Truth is, life is probably going to continue to be uncomfortable for Musser in the near future. Even though he's back to work, his lawsuit is still active, and the district is paying for yet another investigation to see if Zerwanka and HR Director Doug Flowers acted improperly when they accused Musser of misconduct. Heading into the holiday break, life is far from merry in the St. Joseph School District. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.